Hello, everybody. It's me. It's Jake. This is episode 215 of Rosler Baghdad. We're here. You have guitars. I have Hallmark classic movies.
That's not what I was.
Oh, wonderful things.
It's not what I was motioning toward. I was motioning toward the episode as a whole.
Well, I still have Hallmark classic. Hallmark, I can't really do the whole Vanna White thing with my hand in that direction, but Hallmark classic movies, and then you have wonderful guitars. Very exciting. We're here.
They're not very good guitars.
November 1st, 2020. 2 days until the end of the world. Very excited. We're all in a great place. Emotionally, Halloween was yesterday. Get any trick-or-treaters? Any trick and or treaters? Okay.
Because my quote-unquote house, Reed, duplex but not attached, is in an alleyway, so... Like, we never get any trick-or-treaters. Even though, like, the alleyway is paved up until, like, right by my house. So it's, like, my driveway, and then it's dirt for the rest of the alley. So...
Yeah. I live in the woods. No one's coming down here. Seriously. Get butchered or something like that. The actual butcher of something Bay is down here.
Yeah.
So.
You're... Wait. All right.
What?
Pennsylvania's landlocked, isn't it?
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. I don't know. Whenever I think of butcher, I think of whatever that Riddick movie game was. Riddick? Butcher's Bay? Butcher?
Mm-hmm.
Butcher's Bay?
Yeah, Butcher Bay.
Butcher Bay?
That was the name of the jail or some shit. I don't know.
I remember that. Have they made a Riddick movie?
All I know is he had to escape. Once? He had to escape from Butcher Bay.
They keep making those Riddick movies with Vin Diesel, right? Wasn't the last one like a year
ago?
No,
they made like two.
When the heck is the last? They had, well, there was that Riddick. Perfect. Like the
well,
dark.
There was Pitch Black. Pitch Black.
That's right. What did I think?
Perfect Dark. Riddick.
Is that Perfect Dark. Wouldn't that be a... That's a strange one. That's a crossover. I know this. And then there's the other one. Where he fights a bunch. Every Riddick one is always the same, movie-wise.
There's Pitch Black, and there's Chronicles of Riddick, which is a prequel, which is about Riddick, as far as I know. And I don't think there was another one.
Isn't there a Riddick?
Did they make a third?
Isn't there a Riddick? Just self-titled Riddick? There is a Riddick.
Pretty sure wasn't that a game?
Riddick. 2013 film, Riddick.
That's right.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Classic. Oh, what the heck? So it's Pitch Black, then you got Chronicles of Riddick, then you got Riddick, and then you got Riddick 4. Furia.
Oh, boy.
Riddick 4 Furia. Is that out yet?
Probably not.
Furia. That was 2014 it was announced. Is this released yet? Vin Diesel confirms Riddick 4 is on the way May 4th, 2020. Are you ready for the fourth Riddick film?
I'm ready for May 4th, 2020.
Yeah. My God. There are a bunch of short films. Yeah, there's the video games. You got Escape from Butcher's Bay, Assault on the Dark Athena, Riddick the Merc Files. Is that a short film? Dark Fury? They had a television pitch?
I have no idea.
My God. My goodness. I knew none of this. Well, now that we've explored the depths of the classic film series, Riddick. What you been up to? What you been doing? Do anything special for Halloween? We just watched a movie.
Nope. I did nothing for Halloween.
We watched The Invisible Man.
Okay.
Spooky. Not really spooky. More of a drama movie, but it was fun. I don't know what else you could do, really, for Halloween. No, some people go partying, but that was never my scene, even in college, so. It's like, Halloween?
Yeah, don't really care. We never get trick-or-treaters. Halloween was just another day.
But I want to go dunking for apples, though. That's the thing I've always wanted to do, and I never done.
I mean, you can. You can go to... I'm sure you could find an establishment that is doing dunking for apples.
Dunking for apples.
Bobbing for apples, bobbing. By the way, is the correct term.
Right, bobbing.
I knew something sounded weird about that. I was like...
I mean, you know, dunking for apples could be sports. Go up.
Sure.
Just dunk those apples in a hoop.
No, it's dunking for apples, where they give you a number of apples based on your performance of said dunk.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a dunk contest, but you paint apples.
You paint apples, okay. That's actually not a bad idea for the like a dunk contest.
Yeah, train for your entire life to do sick ass dunks, and we're gonna pay you apples. In apples.
Here's a bushel. You get one bushel.
Here's a bushel. Yo, that 360 between the legs shit was awesome. Here's some apples.
Here's some apples. There you go. I'm gonna pour them on the court for you. Go get them. Apples, delicious. Huh. Well, speaking of apples. Rocket League, I unlocked a thing, a hat, with some apples in it. Think about that. Okay. Think about the apples in the Rocket League hat.
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, it's so good. The wonderful apples in the Rocket League hat. By the way, there are a lot of hats in Rocket League. I was surprised when I was looking at all the different possible cosmetics. There are, like, hats.
I don't use a topper.
No toppers?
Mm-mm. I have the rainbow flag and that's it, and I just do carbon fiber.
I don't mind that.
Like my cars are pretty fucking basic for the most part, except for I just got the liquid camo, the animated one. Yep. Oh, that one's sick. Mm-hmm. So my blue car is now blue and purple animated camo, which is pretty sick looking.
Yeah, I think DJ has that liquid camo looking thing where it looks like water or whatever. It's real neat.
Yeah, because I paid $10 for Rocket Pass.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Gotta get those hamster wheels. I know, everyone wants those hamster wheels.
I got the hamster wheels.
They're very good.
I got the hamster wheels.
They're very good.
And I got the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man wheels.
Excuse me?
From that, did you not do your Ghostbusters event?
Oh my god, there's a Ghostbusters event?
What?
I didn't see it.
It's until tomorrow, okay. So you're still in luck, and you've probably already completed a ton of them already.
Yeah, probably. Hopefully.
So just, yeah, when you open the main menu, uh-huh. Like that whole menu system for challenges and stuff is fucking terrible.
Yeah,
in Rocket League with a controller, it's awful.
All the challenge stuff is like hidden in a way that's like you wouldn't even know.
Weird, and like
there's a season
you can't tell. Thing. Like if you're selecting something or not, like you open up the challenge window and then you have to go down to the, it's like haunted something or other. And it's like Ghostbusters themed stuff. It's like, it's going until the second and you can do all these things and get Ghostbusters items.
There's also, what the heck was it? Also the boxes, when you get boxes, they're hidden under an inventory where you have to open up your inventory.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like not part of your garage. You got to go into your garage and then customize, and then go to your inventory. Yeah, it's not great. It's not great.
Menu stuff. Could
it's
use
really
some
not good.
That. Yeah,
it could. Could use a little bit of
just a little polish.
Tighten up the menus on level 3.
We finally changed our wonderful crew name, though. It's now Jeff Club 7.
Yeah.
So it's a positive spin on it. I don't know. I like Rocket League. It's fun to just smash out a few matches every once in a while.
Yeah, Haunted Hallows, is the event that's going on right now.
Okay.
I believe that is until November 2nd. Yes, it is.
November 2nd. Okay.
Yeah, you can get the little ghost trap, the box, as a topper. I'm just going through all the cosmetics here. You can get the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. It's a topper. I just love the face that he's got on in-game, he's just like, yeah, he's super stoked. And his eyes just kind of like look around. They don't follow the camera or anything. I was like, yeah, it's a missed opportunity, but that's okay.
Man, somebody was talking about Ghostbusters earlier in our chat room or whatever, and they revealed some dark secrets about the Ghostbusters lore that I was not prepared for.
Uh-huh.
Like the Door of Doomsday.
Yep.
In that one episode. That was wild. Ghostbusters, I feel like, could be better than it is. They should do a TV show. I feel like Ghostbusters could definitely handle a TV show. Something on Netflix, something a little higher production. Oh my god, the Stay Puft Marshmallow. Oh my god. Well, then you'd have to get the Ghostbusters car for that, though, right? I mean, you have to.
I think the car was like a while back. They had another Ghostbusters event or some shit.
I wonder if you could buy that. I'd buy the car. My God, the Stay Puft Marshmallow. His smile haunts me. yeah. The Door of Doomsday. Ghostbusters is strange. Very weird. A sentient door. Very strange.
Oh, no. The Ecto-1 is in the shop. You can buy it. It's like the old style version.
I forgot that it's called the Ecto-1. All right. Ecto-1. There's that new Ghostbusters movie coming out, though. With the kids, or with the young kids?
I saw a trailer or like a teaser or some shit, and it was a bunch of kids in like the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like they were crowded around like an oil well or some shit. Or it was like a power line, one of the things that they hold power lines on out in the desert. Not just a wood post and one of those big metal fucking things.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know the word. I don't know the name of this movie, but yes, I know what you're talking about. They're like doing hot drifts in the back of the Ecto-1 or something like that, going through town at one point. I saw that trailer. I know that trailer. Ghostbusters Afterlife. It appears to be the name of the film.
That's a shitty name. It's supposed to be like a prequel, right? When they're like their kids or something.
No, I think it's a sequel.
Or is it a sequel? Okay.
I think it's...
All right, it's a proper...
Yeah, I think it's a...
They're like, yo, ghosts are real. We're going to go bust some motherfucking ghosts. We're going to do this shit.
I think one of them is the grandson of one of the main characters. Granddaughter? Something like that. Yeah, from their late grandfather.
Sure.
Two children inherit something from their grandfather, who was a Ghostbuster. Which Ghostbuster? A
buster of ghosts. I guess we'll find out, huh?
Well, Peter Venkman is in this, so could be that. Wow, they got Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd. My goodness. That's exciting. I'm dying for things to watch. Anything to watch. Anything to do. As far as, like, I get tired of games every once in a while. I'm like, not really much. What else can you watch, do? All TV is recycled at this point, so it's watching the Golden Girls for a little bit. That's fun.
Watched The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah. What did you think of that first episode?
The first episode of the...
Oh, did you watch season two or did you watch season one?
We watched season one, and then I watched the first episode of season two when it came out on Friday. Okay. So...
What did you think? What do you think of Mandalorian?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I felt like the middle of the season got a little slower. Like it didn't hit so hard in the middle. I didn't really know where it was going. But then by the end of it, I thought it was really good. I thought I got back to.
I just wasn't sure what was going to happen in like the last little bit of the first season. I was just like, wait, he already did the thing.
Yep. He's done the thing.
He's done the thing, and I know there's still like two episodes left in this season.
Yep. Where is this going? Yeah, that's.
But no, they answered that pretty quick.
I hope that new season's good. I'm nervous.
Oh, dude, the first episode is great. Season two?
Is it? Good.
Have you seen it yet?
I'm.
What are you doing?
Nervous, all right? Nervous. I gotta ruin it. Like all the other Star Wars stuff. I'm nervous. I will watch it at some point. I just haven't found a... I gotta be in a mood. I gotta be in a... Get in a mindset. Been watching a lot of, like, grounded... I watch Queen's Gambit, which is like a chess movie. Like, a lot of that kind of stuff. I gotta be in the mood for, like, a fantasy sci-fi thing.
Sure.
Can't go from, like, Mad Men to Star Wars. That just doesn't work. At least for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I like that they went with Star Wars and they're just like, hey, make a space western and it, but using the Star Wars universe, but no lightsabers.
All right.
And no force. Mm-hmm. It's like fucking awesome. That sounds good.
Yeah. Might as well, right?
Yep.
Speaking of newly released things, that seems to all happen.
Oh, I did buy some stuff on Steam sale because Rust was finally on sale.
Right. I saw that.
Yeah. So I got a copy of Rust for like $26 or something like that. And it's usually 40. So I've been meaning to pick up a copy of that. A bunch of my friends had already had copies of it. They were like, yo, let's go play Rust. And I was like, it's $40 and we're probably only going to play this for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who knows? Yeah, it might be awesome. Well, yeah. We might get hooked on it, but it's like $40 is a little steep for something that I'll probably not play for very long.
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way because me and Mary are doing the heck is that thing called Dark Pictures? Little Hope, little Hope. That kind of Man of Medan. That studio that does all those like. What the heck is that one at PlayStation they always talk about? It's like a movie, but you make choices.
Oh, it's like an FMV game?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called now, my brain. Yeah, I'll look it up.
Is it kind of like Contradiction?
Dark Pictures, Man of Medan, made by Supermassive Games, who made Until Dawn. You know Until Dawn?
Yeah. Oh, cool, yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Game. Okay, sure.
We were going to play that co-op, and I was like, you know, is it worth it if we're going to play? Like, how many hours am I going to play that during my extra live stream trying to figure it out? But then I was just like, I might as well buy it. The heck? It's only.
Yep, I got signed up for Extra Life today.
Me too.
Snuck up on us, man. Holy shit. Usually I'm getting hype like a month ago, but now I'm like, holy shit.
I know.
I'm gonna do mine a week after the official game day, just like I usually do. So when it's not as saturated.
I'm thinking Thursday into Friday for me. But I'll
do night to night. Do 9 PM to 9 PM or something like that. It's
right.
Like I've said, no coffee, no energy drinks, water and Gatorade. Water and Gatorade and like every 2 hours or so, get up and walk around for like 15 minutes. Do some jumping jacks, something. Just get some blood going, you know?
Yeah, and even in the morning, you know, I was thinking like, okay, go for a breakfast for a little bit. Step away. You know, it's okay to miss like a half an hour, go get breakfast and get comfy again.
I mean, I have a confession to make. I snuck a 10-minute nap into my extra live stream last year, and I said I was going for a walk around the block. I just went and fucking fell asleep for 10 or 15 minutes.
It's perfect. Get a little nap in.
It was great though. I was good to go for the rest of the day. I just needed that little bit.
Yep. I also picked up. I think you picked up as well. Phantasmophobia.
Phasmophobia, yes. We both got copies of that. So I think that's on the docket.
It's on the docket.
For playing.
At some point. Probably do a stream test on Tuesday, because everybody was like,
I need to get my streaming PC set up. Yeah. It's right here. I just need to set everything up, because my room is like done, basically. More or less, it is complete.
Yep.
Like, I'm not moving anything else around in here. Computers live in here. We're good.
Yep.
I just need to make another network cable so I can run from my Switch to these two computers. And then I got to do... I should do a live stream of just setting up my live stream from like my phone or something.
That's honestly why I'm doing that Tuesday.
This is how all of this shit is set up. Like, look at how I'm doing all this ridiculousness.
Like, I got to figure out, like, I want to do some stupid VTuber stuff. I wanted to do, like...
This year, I think I'm going to do the green screen this year. Because now, like, with my desk set up, I actually have a good spot where I can put my green screen up in, like, proper landscape behind me. And it's not a problem walking in front of it and shit. I'm not going to bump it or anything. I think that's going to happen. And I think what I'm going to do... Because I want to do VR stuff too, again, be able to jump between them. But that poses a problem with the green screen because you have to move it every single fucking time, right? So my idea is put some hooks in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got these little clamps that came like with the green screen, like little photography clamps or whatever. Okay. put some of those on some string, hang it down. So then it'll basically hang in the same spot every time. And cool. I just mark on the frame of the green screen where the clips go. Huh. So then I can just go unclip, put it against the wall, VR, bring it back, and you're good to go, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Try to make that shit easy as possible.
Yeah, right. It's the thing I want to.
That was the only thing keeping me from doing green screen last year was it was just a pain in the ass to get it set up and teared. Cause yeah, I was in a corner desk. So like if I put that thing behind me in landscape, it basically boxed me into the desk, like into the corner. So.
Yeah, I don't know what else I'm going to play for Extra Life though. I got to figure out a list. I got Phantasmophobia. I got Resident Evil 7. And then I got Little Hope. What else could I... Monster Hunter, right? That was on my list. Monster Hunter.
I might get that new Watch Dogs and play that.
I was thinking that, too. I was thinking that, too. We could just do this... You can do the Ubisoft Play thing and save yourself a little bit of money. And just do the month of...
The what? Oh, Uplay yeah.
Plus or whatever they have.
Forgot that's a thing.
That's right.
Yeah, I've got, I don't know what the hell I'm going to play.
Yep.
I usually figure out my list like 2 days beforehand, so don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, I'm like.
And even then, I at the end of my marathon, I'll have like maybe half that list checked off. Because it's just like games I'm just like, maybe play this. And then there's like big ones that I want to play, I'll underline those. Right. So it's like, yeah.
I want other people to input too on the kind of games. I wanted to add in a couple edutainment games, a little zombanies, but outside of that, I don't know what else.
I don't know. I had fun. I played way too much Stalker on my stream last year, but whatever. It was fun.
Yeah. I mean, if you're enjoying it, you know.
I was having a good time. Stalker is a fun game. I'm looking forward to the second one. The second Stalker game.
Are you ready for the Stalker? Are you ready for the giant orb?
It's 2008. The second Stalker game is coming out.
My goodness.
It's like, didn't Stalker get like 3 sequels? No.
No.
No, it didn't. Those are subtitles. It's not the same.
When does
sometime next year, okay, I'm guessing.
Date, right, okay.
Probably there's the teaser video at Microsoft's event of things. I was not expecting that.
Oh, I mean, look at Halo, right? That got all kinds of Halo Infinite.
Dude, I saw a Monster Energy drink can that had, because you know how like they do like Call of Duty, it's like you can get XP for this or whatever.
Right.
If you buy this can of Monster Energy drink. This one was for Halo Infinite. I'm like, that game's not even out yet.
I know, and all the commercials are on right now during the NFL. I'm like,
what are you guys doing?
When it's like, they're advertising the X, and he turns into Halo. He turns into Mr. Master Chief. And it's like...
turns into Mr. Halo.
Mr. Halo. I'm like, Mr. Halo's John, not John out Halo. Yet. What are you doing?
I heard John Halo's a pretty cool guy, though.
Yeah, John Halo. Mr. JT John Halo. Yeah. Boy. I still can't believe Halo. Poor Halo. The director left their project. That's the news story. There, I'll throw a news story in there too. There.
Yeah.
That's a bad sign, friends. I would also mention that the person they brought in was the person that originally wrote Destiny 1's stuff before they scrapped all of his like story ideas. So
oh shit.
It's gonna be full circle now. it's very interesting.
It's like, fuck you, Bungie. I'm working on Halo. Huh. Like proper Halo ass Halo over here.
Very exciting though. But then also like the new Destiny stuff is his story again. They're just putting it all in again and all thing and adding ice. That's the new stuff, so.
Did I talk about playing ODST?
No.
A while ago. I don't think I did.
ODST. That's about ODST.
I played through ODST. This was like a month ago. I don't remember when I was on the show last. Shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I played it on the Master Chief Collection on PC.
Oh.
And it ran great. Audio mix was great.
Cool.
Mouse and keyboard felt fine. And ODST is still a great game. Mm-hmm. I think the Halo games, like the single player, is a little bit easier with a mouse and keyboard. Because those games were originally made and balanced with the controller in mind. So I played through on like Heroic, and I thought about bumping it up to Legendary at some points. Because yeah, it was challenging, but it wasn't like I wasn't dying a ton. And I was like, maybe I should actually bump this up to Legendary. But because there were some parts of it where I was just like, okay, that was way easier than I remember it being on a controller.
Huh. Yeah, I don't remember at all. Oh,
man.
I'm looking at some stuff from ODST.
ODST.
It's so good. I just don't remember. I remember like moments, but man, I forgot.
You play as the silent protagonist, the rookie.
They should bring the rookie back for Halo Infinite. Dude.
I want the rookie in Smash.
Rookie in Smash.
I want the rookie.
Oh, that'd be such a good reveal if one of the characters in.
Yeah, it's not Master Chief. It's the rookie. From the best Halo game.
There you go. We're putting the rookie.
ODST is the best Halo game. Don't fucking at me because you're wrong.
it's very good. They should put the rookie in.
Halo 2 is really good. Halo 2 is pretty good too, but ODST is just.
So good. I always remember when I think of ODST of the like, God, they had such great commercials for Halo back in the day.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
Those commercials were so good.
The museum stuff in particular, that thing was so good.
And like the diorama ones where it's all like zoomed in and they're like doing panning shots across it. That was for Halo 2, wasn't it?
I think it was 2. 2 or 3.
And there's like the Elite holding up Master Chief, and Master Chief like looks up at the screen. It's like, finish the fight or whatever.
They're talking to a bunch of like...
No, finish the fight was 3, wasn't it?
I think so.
Finish the fight was 3. Yeah, because 2 ended when you're giving the Covenant back their bomb.
Oh, right. ODST's commercial was like the really hardcore like kid joining the ODST thing. He's like...
Yes. Yes.
Digging through the trenches or whatever and like crawling and getting yelled at by an instructor or whatever at the academy. That's a good. Oh, they had such a good
commercial. Man, that game has a vibe to it.
Yes, it does.
It's just, there's lots of saxophones and the music. Oh.
Oh my God.
It's like film noir Halo-ish, sort of. But you're not playing as Master Chief.
Indeed. Really different tone than I think I ever thought it was going to be.
Yes, and that's why I like it. Yeah, that's why I like it so much. It's because it's just a complete departure from... It's like, hey, there's not... It's like, your mission is fairly low stakes compared to a Halo game. It's like, you just need to find the rest of your team and get out.
Yep.
It's like... Okay. So I don't know if there's even... Is there a proper boss fight in that game anytime? You fight a couple of the giant monsters, the giant machines,
right.
The scarabs. Mm-hmm. You fight like 2 of those.
Yeah, I mean, like, even in the combat, it was so much smaller in a way, right? Like, it takes a lot to fight fucking brutes or whatever. Or grunts.
Yeah, you don't have to fight... Yeah, you're not fighting brutes, because this is still... This was between 2 and 3, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Where the elites were still like, fuck all y'all, and they weren't doing anything.
And then you're just watching this guy get...
So the brutes stepped in, or whatever, I think.
Like, where in Halo you'd fight like 10, 20 guys, you're like fighting 3 dudes in like a car. It's like...
The fights are a lot smaller. Like... I don't know, man. Just, that game's awesome.
Great.
So there's one part in it where I had like no health or anything, like no ammo and stuff, and I went down the street and there's 2 hunters, and I'm like, nope. And I just turned around and I went down the other street and I went around them. It's like, that's why I like ODST, because it's got little things like that.
Yeah. They're giving you the freedom to go like, nah.
It's like, I don't know about this.
I'm not going to fight 2 hunters. I'm sorry.
Let me check my map here. Can I go around? Yeah, I can go around. Let's go around. And then you get the little the supply caches and stuff. Yeah. I only found one of those because I wasn't really paying attention. And it was like, oh, there's a supply cache. I was like halfway through the game. And I was like, oh, sweet. Here's a rocket launcher and a mongoose.
Mongoose.
The mongoose I used for like 5 minutes, and then it got shot up, and I ran over somebody with it, and then I had to ditch it.
That's neat. Well, the only game I really played was Railway Empire. That's, didn't play much of it, but that's basically like, what they call it, Tropico kind of game. But a railway game. It's just like you build a rail system, running a railroad company. It's like one of those kind of top-down RTS things. It's fine.
Railroad Tycoon.
Or railroad whatever. Tycoon. Yeah, kind of that kind of thing. But also, like, weird tone-wise, like, they go for trying to do the historical thing, but then also, like, when you're selecting your character, there's, like, a little cartoon guy to represent your character. It's like, okay, you're going, like, this really hardcore historical stuff, but then also your dude looks like he's a crypt keeper with a shovel and, like, a coffin on his back, and you're like,
sure, yeah.
Okay. But it's fun. It's a fun little game. I always like Calypso's games. Like, I'm a big fan of Tropico. It'll be fun to play through. I might play that on stream. I don't know. I might play that. We'll see.
I need to finish the Control
DLC,
and I can play the Alan Wake DLC as well on my...
Yes! I have something to talk about then, because that DLC is...
The Foundation DLC was already pretty good.
Yes, it was.
But I just kind of fell off of it halfway through, I guess. I just need to go back and just get back into it. I think I hit like a spot where I just kept dying, and I was like, meh. And then other stuff in my life came up, and I didn't come back to it.
Well, it's sort of a slower burn, but it's also like I always find DLC harder.
I love it though, and just because I was a sucker for reading all the documents and stuff that you'd find in the first game or in the base game. And now you're like going through and you're finding documents from like the initial team that went into the oldest house. And I'm just like, this is straight up a mobile task force from the SCP universe. It's like, this is awesome.
Yep, it's great. So excited.
And then I knew that I was so stoked for the Alan Wake thing, and it came out and I just didn't play it. So.
I know. It's like, I always found DLC hard. Like, I was like, When Spider-Man,
I think that might have something to do with it. Is like, I'm so used to DLC just being boring, garbage. It's just like, oh, this is we added some new mission types or some other stuff. It's like, no, this is like another like 6 hour campaign to play through. I was like, I'm just not used to that. I guess
I'm not like somebody that like restarts like going away from a game and starting it again. Like that's like, I don't know. You have to learn how to play the game again, almost. Like, how do I fly? Like, the longest time I was trying to figure out, like, okay, do I jump? And then, okay. I'm just getting that sense again. That's a challenge. Anyway.
Yeah, and it's like, now that I think about it, there's other games like that had really good DLC that I just never finished the DLC for. Like Dying Light, The Following, I think I got really close to the end of that DLC. I just never actually went back and finished it.
When is that next Dying Light coming out?
Who knows? Yeah. Now that Chris Avalon
is on the outs, Avalon? I guess now, right?
Yeah. I'm, to be honest with Dying Light 2, I don't even care about the story. I do not give a fuck about the story. I just want to play more Dying Light. I just want more first person parkour. If it's in like in a new city or whatever, sweet. And if I'm fighting more humans than zombies, okay. the fighting people in Dying Light was not the most fun experience, but
I found the thing that most interested me about Dying Light 2 was like the systems interacting with each other or whatever. Like there's a bunch of different groups and they're like, they're moving towards different tasks in the city. Like that's a neat idea.
That reminds me a lot of the AI system in Stalker, A-Life system where there's always shit going on.
Yep.
And that's one of the really cool things about the mods that I like about that is just the little logs that pop up. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, I saw somebody shoot this dude over here and that actually happened. Mm-hmm. Like, that actually happened. The thing that these guys are talking about is like, hey, I just I killed this dude and I got all of his stuff.
Question about Stalker, since we're on the subject.
Yeah.
Is it... Okay, so I read a little bit when all the Stalker stuff was happening about the book that Stalker's based on.
Right. Roadside Picnic.
Is it...
Basically, the aliens showed up and were like, eh. they just kind of came and visited and left us some crazy shit, yep. Basically.
But it, in that
they didn't stick
book,
around.
It's like there's a zone, right?
Yep.
And you go in and you get stuff out and you take it somewhere. Is that sort of like Stalker? And that like you're...
Yes. Okay. That is one of the big things. Like Stalker is an acronym, right? Mm-hmm. And it's... I can never remember what it fucking stands for. Stalker acronym. Scavengers, trespassers, adventurers, loners, killers, explorers, and robbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, one of the things is, if you're in prison, it's like you can either stay in prison or you can go to the zone.
The zone.
Yeah. This is in the Stalker universe, mm-hmm. at least. So you get, like, convicted felons and people right. are in there. Just it's like, hey, you can either, but you can't leave the zone. Other people can leave.
Mm-hmm.
But like the military will snatch them up because they're not supposed to be there.
Right.
But.
So you're playing a Stalker. Did it give you much of like, I'm going to return to town or whatever, do something like that? Or is it more like.
Nah, it's pretty much all. It's all contained in the zone, basically.
It would be interesting to do.
I don't think there's ever really a mention of like leaving the zone.
Be interesting.
As far as I know, like everybody's just like, we're in the zone, and that's all we know.
What? There's like towns in the zone?
Yeah. Establishments.
Establishment. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, there's the cordon, which is like the very first place you start in Shadow of Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you meet Sidorovich and the loners. And that's just like that's a quote unquote town where it's like a shop and some busted ass buildings.
Mm-hmm.
That's where everybody just kind of gathers, I guess. And there's the duty base. So duty is one of the factions.
Oh, okay.
And they took over a military base, I think. No. Freedom did. Freedom is the other. So duty. Oh man, I can go into lore on duty wants to destroy the zone. Freedom wants to protect it and harness the cool shit that is coming out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And to better humanity. But duty wants to get rid of all of it. So duty and freedom are button heads. They don't like each other. And there's a bunch of other ones. There's like mercenaries and there's the bandits. Clear sky, I believe, is kind of like freedom,
okay.
But clear sky is more like science oriented instead of like, hey, let's make money off this shit.
Okay.
They're like the Jedi who use yellow lightsabers.
Oh, they're the yellow lightsabers. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the force is a tool.
Interesting. Okay.
Stalker's sweet. If you have, I'm telling you, man.
I know. I will.
Play like... I'm torn on suggesting a first Stalker game. Don't play Clear Sky.
Okay.
People say Clear Sky's not that bad. It's I really did not like Clear Sky. Yeah. Don't play Clear Sky. You don't need to.
I might just... I feel like I'm going to wait until it's almost time for the next Stalker game to come out. Then maybe dip my toe in a little bit.
You would be very surprised how much replayability there is. In stuff like the fan made mods, mm-hmm. the standalone mods and stuff.
Okay.
For story though, I would say Shadow of Chernobyl, the first mm-hmm. one, but go get the complete mod.
Uh-huh.
It should basically just fixes a bunch of quality of life stuff and makes the game just a little less rough around the edges.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
I know people are like, just play through vanilla the first time. Don't. It's you will bounce off of it super mm-hmm. hard. Like I did. Because I first time I tried playing it vanilla, I played it for like an hour. I was like, this sucks. And then I happened to be reading about the lore. So I'm like, okay, Stalker actually sounds pretty cool. Let's see what these mods are all about. And then I had a hell of a fun, hell of a great time with the first game. So
every time I think about that new any of the Stalkers, I always think it's more like Escape from Tarkov. Like you go in, you get some stuff, and you leave. But it seems more of like a you're in the zone all the time.
Stalker, yeah, because there's factions and stuff. It's basically just
like Fallout or something like that.
Hey, there's no law here,
right?
But we still have all of these factions and stuff. So there's like people you can trade with, and if you help these people out, these other people will find out, and they might not like you as much about it or for it. And yeah,
do you ever figure out
there's like an economy on everybody wants to make money off of the anomalies. Or use the anomalies to do cool shit with or whatever, so.
Do you ever figure out the anomaly? Is there much, a deeper, what's going on, actually? Is there, what are the aliens doing? That kind of.
I'll let you play and find out.
Cool. Any other games you played, sir?
I've just been playing a lot of Rocket League. Rocket League grabbed me.
Yes, me
too. Not entirely
too.
Sure what happened, but it did.
Well, you can boot it right up and play it real quick, and it feels good to score a goal.
Yep.
I've been playing Genshin Impact a little bit, but it's not my favorite thing in the world. Gotta do some 10 rolls, though. Delicious. Anime unlock.
I thought the game looked cool, and then before I knew about the gacha bullshit... Uh-huh. Did they show any of that in the E3, quote-unquote E3 for Sony?
I don't remember. I didn't even know it was in E3, to be honest with you. Some day people were just like,
it was,
Genshin Impact's coming out. It's like, what?
It was on Sony's thing, really? I think. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this looks kind of neat, I guess. It's like a Breath of the Wild-like.
All right.
And it's all anime and shit. This kind of looks neat. And then everything went radio silent on it. And then all of a sudden it just came out. And I was like, wait, is that the game? That's like Breath of the Wild. And it's like, oh, yeah. And everything's locked behind bullshit gotcha mechanics. I'm like, well, I don't give a shit about that game anymore. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. Get out.
What'd you think of playing Among Us, by the way? You only played a little bit
of
it.
Dude.
You're pretty...
yeah. There was a lot of stuff going on. And that game is basically, to me... open the menu and die because that's pretty much all I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Everybody knows what they're doing and you guys were all waiting for me to show up and I'm just like, fucking let's go, I guess. Launch. How do I change my name?
How do I change my name? It's still your name. It's still
enter name. Excuse me. It's Mr. Name.
Mr. Name to you.
It's Mr. Name to you. Like, I walked up to the, reactor. I was like, what's this? I was like, oh, cool, it's a reactor. And all of a sudden, it started freaking out. Like, right when I walked up to it, so I thought I broke it. I was like, what the fuck? It's like, I don't know how this game works at all.
Should.
And then I did the little handprint and hand pad thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I went into a different room and tried to interact with something else. And then I heard a karate noise and it said game over. And I was like, I guess I lost. I didn't even see my character die. It just made hey, you got hit in the back of the head or you are somehow dead noise. And she said game over. I was like, this game's awesome. I did not play any more Among Us after that.
Yeah. What can you do? Yeah.
There's really not a whole lot going for. Hey, if you don't know what the fuck is going on, here's what the fuck is going on.
Right.
She kind of drops you into it, and it's like, oh,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I enjoy it. It's okay. I do end up a little bored with it, though, but I've always been bored with, those kind of werewolf games where it's just, they need, some kind of, I don't know, something more there. Some kind of, progression system or cosmetic unlock, something to make it a little bit more rewarding. Kind of like Rocket League. Some kind of, not that I'm saying put loot boxes in, but some kind of unlock something or you get some points or something like that. Just something to make it a little more interesting. Even Fall Guys, when I was playing Fall Guys a little bit with DJ, it's like, they, and you know, you get a certain amount of points, and you can go to a store and buy some stuff with it or whatever. Like, even something like that would be neat for Among Us. Among Us.
Fall Guys looked cool, but I never played it. I was just like, that looks like it'd be fun for like an hour. Mm-hmm. And then you'd be like, oh, okay, it's this map again.
Okay. You want to wrap up?
I don't know. I hear it's awesome, but...
It's popular. I don't know if I would say it's awesome. It's popular.
I just don't care.
It's like Fortnite. It got popular. It's not necessarily great. It's also, all kids are talking about it. It's weird that kids would latch onto it. Like, young kids, they want to play Among Us. But it's not really a game I would associate with a lot of kids playing, but pretty sus. I don't know. That's all I know. Somebody says sus. So let's move on to news and we can wrap up a little short podcast for today.
Sure.
Cyberpunk 2077 has been delayed again slightly.
Oh no. It's take as much time as you need. Shit. You could delay it for another 6 months. I would not care.
Joe, finish it up.
I would be a little bit bummed, but I've got other video games I can play in the meantime.
The only thing that's striking about that is that they had already announced they had gone gold or whatever with it.
Well, that's the thing. Going gold is a content lock. Right. It's not a performance in tweak.
Right.
It's not a code lock. Going gold is like everything that's in the game is in the game. You can play it from start to finish. Whether or not it performs well, that's a different story. Right. That's a day one. That's like day one patch territory.
Yeah. And you feel for the people that work in there. They've already been in crunch or whatever.
Dude, like... I'm very glad I did not go into game development. Yeah. I considered it for a very short amount of time, and then I decided I fucking hate math. Yes. It's like, I'm just going to make websites, okay?
I'm make some websites. I'm going to be over here.
It's like all... I was just going to dunk on game developers just for some reason. And I was like, no, why would I do that? It's mean.
Yeah. But like,
I was going to say, I'm going to be over here enjoying my 40-hour weeks and like being able to see my family.
Getting a chance to sleep at night, you know?
Yeah. And being able to like just completely disconnect on the weekends. Right. It sucks that is not universal in all of software development.
It sucks all in jobs too, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, in my industry, I've seen they're not very predatory on overtime.
No, yeah.
In mm-hmm. like, it's like, yeah, you might have to work late a couple days a month, if that, right. Maybe one day a month, and it's like an extra 3 hours, and you might have to fix a server on the weekend, right. Or something. Yeah. It's like for the most part, it's like 9 to 5, 5 o'clock hits, you're out. You just disconnect from Slack.
You're done.
All that shit. And nobody's expecting you to be around.
Especially now with everything. I think it's become more. Yeah. I think people are more cautious too of like 9 to 5, especially during COVID. Like, you know, get off, turn off the thing, get off of Slack, get off the computer or whatever, get out.
Yeah.
Especially bosses. At least that's a sense I've gotten from some people I know. Working in like tech is it's a little bit more like, step away, then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe that's me.
Yeah, and like in companies that's like not game development, they all it's basically just all over all these sites. It's like the work life balance, right. And it's like anyone on the outside is like, that sounds like bullshit because they hear tech companies. It's like the places I've worked for, it's pretty accurate actually, but it's. Like I said, I just make websites. I'm not making AAA video games over here. I make a website for a small company in Oregon. So that's pretty small potatoes compared to Cyberpunk 2077.
I'm hopeful that game's going to be good. I'm very excited for it.
I am as well.
Very excited.
I just want to be a cyberpunk ninja.
Just want to be a cyberpunk, you know?
Cyberpunk ninja who can click heads and hack shit.
Interesting.
I'm not going to look up builds. I'm not doing any of that shit. I'm going to load the game up and be like, what do I want to play? This is what I want to play.
Three. Right, there's three opening. And it's so interesting they're doing like, you got like the corpo, then you got the street guy, and then you got like the more rural. Like, I'm really interested in playing the idea of like a rural cyberpunk world is something that's very weird.
Actually, you take, now that I think about that, that sounds really fucking cool.
Right?
It's like, it's not in a big city, but it's got all this tech and all this stuff that's just like sort of very slowly spread out to the rural regions. That actually sounds pretty neat.
It does. I'm excited.
I have to take that into consideration when I do my playthrough.
I'll probably start one of each. I mean, because it's not, they're kind of aiming it at like, hey, play each of the whatever it is, the
whichever one lets me hang out with Keanu Reeves.
Oh.
Does he show up in all of them? Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. In some way, shape, or form.
But yes, he shows up in all of them.
I mean, I figured that would probably be the case now that I think about it. It's like, no, that makes sense. They paid
you
for it.
Yeah, you're going to pay the money.
They're going to get their money's worth. He's going to be in all three of them.
You'll get some Keanu. Don't worry about that.
You will get your dose of Keanu.
You will be there. You'll hang out.
There's an episode titled Your Dose of Keanu.
That's a really good side quest. But then it's like, it's like a side quest that makes you think. It's Keanu Reeves. It's just a guy named Keanu. You know? That's good. All right, let's talk about a little VR here, sir. I guess hackers have reportedly jailbreaked the Oculus Quest 2, bypassing the forced Facebook login. So people can now.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. I can post this link.
Because I was thinking about getting an Oculus Quest 2.
We've talked a little bit about this. We have a VR chat in our thing. And we talked a little bit.
In our friend group Discord group chat thing. Our walled garden.
The walled garden. Speak.
It's not.
Only the real gamers are there.
Only the realest gamers
are in the walled garden. Yeah.
We're like a sub-community of an internet community.
Yeah. We are the internet community of an internet community of an internet community. It's real good.
Yeah, dude. We're like three levels deep here.
Now we're not.
But yeah, the VR channel gets some use. Has been getting a lot more use lately now that one of our friends picked up a Quest 2.
Yep.
I believe he went to a football field when it was like overcast or some shit. And he said it was cool, but the thing had a tough time tracking where it was because it didn't have a point of reference anywhere near it. Like, there was no, like, post or something in the middle of the field that it could see.
Right, right.
But the idea of being able to, like, just use it, I would just use it linked to my PC. I don't care about a cable. Inside-out tracking is nice.
Right.
But I don't care about having a cable on my headset. Even, I mean, shit. I used my Oculus Rift CV1 for, like, 3 years with that giant fucking cable on the end of it. And I'm going from that to like a USB 3 cable that can do all of that shit. Whatever. That's fine. I don't care.
The idea of just having no wires and being able to, like, I think our friend was talking about going to a field.
I'm sure that's pretty good too, actually.
A field or whatever and playing, what is it called? Lightsabers. Beat Saber. And just like in a park alone early in the morning. That sounds so good. Just like go out into the middle of a park. I'm going to play a little Beat Saber. You know, load it up, do it. Like that idea, like that works so much better for me personally because it's like, look behind me. Where am I going to have room?
Yeah.
You know, like, I have a big yard though. I can go in my yard.
I managed to retain my VR area in here. So that's good.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. Quest 2. But also, I feel like Valve, I think they both see the Quest 2 as such that next step.
Yeah.
The wireless aspect of it, easy utilization, being able to then take that and plug it into a thing if you want to play games with it.
Right.
I think that's nice. Also, it's $300. I mean, That's pretty good.
Yeah, the price is pretty good.
That's pretty good. But it's neat. I just wish it wasn't owned by Facebook. That's all.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've said my piece about that. Yeah, it's like, I don't really care because I don't use any of the Oculus network
stuff,
any of that shit for anything like ever. I use Oculus Home so I can launch Steam VR and that's it.
Same.
Yeah. I have a Facebook account that I've had for like over a decade. It's in good standing. It's been used before. It's dormant, but it's a real account. I have one.
Yeah, good standing.
And I'll use it. I don't care.
Bizarre.
Yeah, that's it. I'm glad. I had a feeling they would figure it out pretty fucking quick. How to get around to the login thing.
All right.
Yeah. Just we'll just see how long it takes for them to close said loophole. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I think that's all I have news wise. I think that's it. A little quick podcast. Thank you for joining. We have D&D in a couple hours here.
Couple hours, yep.
So yeah. 2:15 of Rums and Rebecca. I've been Ellie. That's been Jake. Find us on our Twitch page every Sunday from 4 to something live for...
Oh, plug your Extra Life.
Extra Life. I'll be doing Extra Life Thursday.
You gotta settle on a date now. You gotta do it.
It's Thursday. We'll be doing Extra Life. Probably starting at like 9. We'll see how Tuesday goes.
This coming Thursday? Is that when game day is? Or is it Friday?
Thursday. Game day. Good.
I mean, the official Extra Life day.
Oh, official Extra Life day is other Friday.
Is it the 6th? Okay.
6th or 7th? Let's see, a Friday.
Damn, something. It snuck up on us hard this year.
Me too. I had plans, but then I was like, wait, it's coming up during the same week as the election? Oh no. But yes, tentatively, assuming everything goes all right, I'll be Thursday. I'll put a post up and stuff.
Assuming the United States stands, still exists.
Which is not entirely unlikely.
No guarantees, folks.
No guarantees. It's 2020.
This episode will probably come out after the election.
Good luck to everybody. Stay safe.
Maybe consider purchasing a phone.
I was thinking the same thing.
Consider it. You don't have to.
You know, I'm not going to put a gun in your hand. But
shit might get real wild. Yeah. And if it doesn't get wild, whatever. Guns hold their value. Yeah, you can sell it back. You'll get most of your money back.
That's why I'm doing my test stream that day, because I got to do something that day. Sit there, you know, play some bad video games or something for a little bit, because I got to talk to somebody halfway through that day, because I'm going to be a nervous wreck. So
I don't know why we moved D&D from Wednesday. It's like, wouldn't we want to disconnect from reality on Wednesday? Like, whatever.
Let's pray. Join us.
Friday, November 13th.
There you go.
2020 is going to be mine. Yeah. 9 p.m. Pacific.
9 p.m.
Twitch.tv/internetpizza. I'm aiming for $500 this year. We did $400 the last 2 years. We're aiming for $500 this year. And if you guys raise $200, I get a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Because I did the premium thing this year.
Yeah. He wants a t-shirt. Get the man a t-shirt.
I get a badge for my profile at $75. And then I looked, I was like, what's the next goal that I can set that if I hit it, I get a thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's at like $1,000 after 200. I was like, we'll go all out.
Do that. Like DJ just kept increasing his total. Just do go big.
I mean, that's what I did 2 years ago, right. 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I started at 300 and we blew past that. And I was just like, all right,
let's keep going.
Money's going towards
a good cause.
Helping kids out at OHSU Dornbecker Children's Hospital in Portland, Oregon, as is every year. Yep. So be there.
Or be square.
Or don't. Or beware.
Okay. Anything else we should plug at Rumsbag? This is Twitter. RumsBag@gmail.com is the email address. You can send us questions. You can ask us about thing. So like,
no guarantees that we'll check it, but
you can ask us about what we do in VR in a field, in a rural field.
I ain't telling you about what I'm doing in VR.
With that,
that's a different podcast. That's a
different podcast. I don't want to. I'm not coming up with names. Nope. And that'll be it. Thank you everybody for watching. 2:15. Have a good night. Wish you luck. Pray. Tuesday. Let's get it done. Huh? Vote. Let's go.
Yeah, go vote. Go vote. Go. Oh wait, so this episode's gonna come out after the election.
Go vote. Already have voted. Please. Already have voted. So we'll see you then. Adios, folks.
Peace.